Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, well, isn't this ironic? Indians attend the town hall meeting in Canada discussing the Indian extortion rings targeting them. They want the police to solve the problem. But the problem comes from their own community, and Canada hasn't had this big of an extortion problem since Indians did this. Then again, maybe this is the plan all along to make Canada jeetless. They will deport themselves if they're physically or financially threatened in Canada. Up next is to show you why European countries are screwed. Most of the Balkans are willing to fight for their own countries. But why are Bulgaria and Romania not willing to fight for themselves? Also look at the former Axis countries of Germany and Italy. They look like they won't fight for themselves because of some sort of guilt and shame for WW2. Overall, this just shows us that Western Europe is screwed. Instead of fighting Islam, most young white guys will just leave instead. Number three, she doesn't look too happy because Southwest Airlines now requires plus-size passengers to buy two seats as of January 27, 2026. It's about time. For the longest time, we've had to watch as airlines weighed our bags and charged us $100 because they were a pound too heavy. Meanwhile, we were subsidizing fatties on Southwest Airlines because they'd get two seats for the price of one. Finally, fat acceptance culture has crashed to the ground. No pun intended. Moving on, Danielle Smith, the premier of the Canadian province of Alberta, says that she's open to shipping oil to the Pacific through the United States because other provinces won't allow a pipeline and are hurting Canada as a result. This is good news because it makes Alberta joining America a lot easier now. Canada once again shoots itself in the foot trying to wreck Alberta. Crazy how the United States is a better partner for Alberta, that part of Canada, than other Canadians. Number 5, Denmark, the land of Ozempic and Lego, wants to ban VPNs to combat piracy. I knew it was only a matter of time before governments not only force us to use digital IDs, but also to try and ban VPNs so we can't get around their restrictions. Yeah, I don't believe that all of a sudden they care about piracy all that much. This is about controlling freedom of speech. People are already getting internet fatigue, and it's only a matter of time before people stop watching content on it entirely. Not because of censorship, but because it all sucks now. Up next, looks like up to 65 million Americans could lose power through blackouts because data centers are now taking all the electricity for their own needs. What do you think will happen to the economy if people start losing their electricity? The boomer voters watching television will lose their CNN propaganda and woke entertainment and might fight back against this at the ballot box. Billionaires want to keep the servers fed while the people freeze. Number 7, Ali here says that the more educated a population is, the less Republicans there are, and that's everything you need to know. As if it was a good thing. I think that she really means is that the more indoctrinated a population is through degrees from higher education, the less Republicans there are. The more so-called education, the less rational the population becomes. Democrats love smart people. Like smart dogs, they're often easier to train. Moving on, here's the difference between the old and new Boston City Hall. Brutalism can be beautiful, but this design isn't. Toronto almost tore down its old City Hall. They just built the new one here as well in the 1960s, but they kept the old one, which you see here. They almost tore the whole thing down and left nothing but remaining except the clock tower, but the people in the city came and washed it and protected it from the wrecking crews. Too bad most of the rest of the city wasn't as lucky. Number 9, yes, marriage is a scam. The most profitable scam in the world. And it's how most of the world's wealthiest women get their fortunes. Dr. Dre tears up his prenup, and his ex-wife proceeds to divorce him and take $100 million. Remember, guys, that men are the ones that fall in love, and women fall in business and their relationships. In her case, this was a great return on her investment and time. And he also probably gave her tons of attention and a good lifestyle before the divorce. Women marry men for lifestyle. If they can divorce them and keep that lifestyle, many do. Up next, Canada has decided to build a high-speed rail line between Quebec City and Niagara Falls. Let's see how many years or decades it takes. In Toronto, they started building an underground light rail system over 10 years ago, and it's still not open yet. I'm guessing it's going to take 20 years to build this new rail line. Canada's become incompetent. This isn't designed to help the economy. It's just going to help politicians because then they'll be able to live in Toronto, Montreal, and Quebec City, and can ride the train back and forth from Ottawa each day. It'll be faster than flying. Number 11, we're one step closer to a sex robot. A Chinese company has made a robot that can walk down a catwalk like a model. But knowing the Chinese, this just could be an amputee in a suit done to try and scam people for money for a startup. If you strip the so-called robot down entirely, then maybe I'll believe it. Hell, just take the head covering off and we'll know if it's real or not. Regardless, one day we will actually have this. Moving on, national home prices in Canada have fallen 21% from the peak. But just wait and see what happens when the boomers start dying off and there isn't anyone there to buy their homes at lofty prices. But that could also take another decade and a half to happen. That's too late for most young people today. And that drop doesn't even include the inflation-adjusted prices. Take another 30 or 40% off with that. And even then, it still needs to fall another 30%. Number 13, this guy says that tomorrow is his fiancé's birthday. And he wants a recommendation with regards to what you should buy her. How about a Gillette 12-pack for her pits? But it doesn't look like that'll be enough down there, so he might as well get her a lawnmower, or better yet, one of these bushwhackers. But this is only a temporary fix. If you want to deal with this permanently, then get her 10 sessions of laser hair removal. Up next, this woman wonders that if virginity is a woman's pride, then what's a man's pride? How about high status and wealth? Because you definitely know that it's not men's virginity. That's a man's shame. In this day and age, a man's real pride is being able to remain single while being wealthy and rejecting all the gold diggers trying to get their hands on his gold doubloons. Today, the woke left is doing everything they can to destroy a man's pride in himself. Number 15, we're living in a world now where Hollywood superstars are ugly, and goth-looking GameStop employees are gorgeous. But to be fair, that goth girl looks like the girl that used to work at Best Buy as their spokesperson, and then GameStop stole her from them. Wait until people discover the beauty of waitresses. Hollywood tries to force people to believe ugly is now beautiful, and that's one of the main reasons it's failing. Sorry guys, but she's taken. Moving on, looks like 46% of Gen Z are pulling from their savings or using credit cards to pay for food. Only 28% of boomers are doing the same thing. This is in Canada. I wouldn't imagine the United States being all that much better. The most ridiculous statement in all of this is that Gen Z even has savings to begin with. No wonder so many young people want to make remote income and move away from the West, which is quickly turning into a sinking ship. Number 17, Bill Gates isn't even on this list. But if he didn't listen to Warren Buffett and didn't diversify by selling his Microsoft shares, then he would be the world's first trillionaire. Maybe that's a good thing because he would have actually ended up buying more farmland and tried to vaccinate even more people with poison. The truth is that diversification will make you wealthy. Most of the people on this list are tech entrepreneurs, and they haven't sold their shares yet. Up next, in Japan, some men give their entire salaries to their wives, and she gives him an allowance. And people wonder why the Japanese marriage rates are at an all-time low. Here's what the Japanese marriage rates look like right now. Only a moron can't see that that's actually a trend. Handing all your money to your wife is simping behavior, and a whole country seems to be doing it. And yet Western men are interested in Japanese women. They will wreck your life. Number 19, Canada just passed Bill C-3. And here's how it works. If you're a Canadian citizen and return to India or whatever you're originally from, your kids and their kids and so on will be Canadian citizens forever. It's an open invitation to bring entire Indian bloodlines to Canada. But it's all good because Canada will never allow the United States to invade us. At this point, our only salvation is listening to Trump and becoming part of the U.S. Moving on, what do you see here? Some people say they see strong genes, but what I see is a poor man suffering with a house full of estrogen. Imagine when all their periods sync up and they dump their PMS on each other and him. Also, I don't know about you, but I think that dad needs a paternity test, because I'm not buying that a guy that looks like a bumpkin could have ever fathered women like those. Three of the girls are triplets and say that their dad's genes are actually strong enough. Number 21, what's the best name for this SEAL team? How about SEAL Team Walrus? How about Burger Commandos or Meal Team 6? Other possibilities include Gravy Seals, SEAL Team Thick, SEAL the Pantry, Delta Snack Force, Duck Dynasty 6. There's so many possibilities, but it's a coin flip whether or not they get ended by the enemy or if they have some deadly heart attack while waiting in line here. These guys just want a few good burgers. Up next, here's how safe it is to travel through the world if you're gay. Way to go, Italy, making it a little bit dangerous. But seriously, liberals will see this and think to themselves, we need to import more people from the third world. That'll definitely make things better for the gay people. Also look at India. It's not safe for alphabet people to travel through the country. In fact, it's probably not safe for anyone to travel through India at all. Number 23, speaking of how dangerous India is, the two Bondi Beach shooters were Indian Muslims. Looks like Jeets are gonna Jeets. But to be fair, nationality is irrelevant when Islam is involved. It doesn't matter where they came from. Unless we allow people into the West with compatible cultures, all the third world problems will still be here. There are 172 million Muslims in India. Why aren't we worried about them in the West when we let them in? Moving on, in Alaska, there's an abandoned McDonald's which has the original drive-thru menu sign with the prices from the 90s on it. I wish I could go back in time and get me a $2.45 Big Mac, or the 99-cent Danishes. Here are some more pictures of the McDonald's interior, and they're actually pictures of the exterior as well. Also remember that Alaska always had higher prices because it was out in the middle of nowhere. So that means the food was way cheaper and probably much better than today. Number 25 and the last one has Heather Graham aged like fine wine or a wino. She looks like she's kept herself together fairly well. Helps when you live a low-stress lifestyle, avoid the sun, stay fit, and can afford good food and a trainer. She's one of the few women in Hollyweird that have kept themselves from falling apart. Another one is Anne Hathaway, and she still looks mostly the same as she did 20 years ago. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.